lovely to have a flow of life this morning. I'm just going to share for a few minutes about CAP, and hopefully there'll be time. We'll watch a little video as well. Hopefully there'll be time for more sharing afterwards and worship. But I think when it comes to CAP, what I think of, for some reason, we're kind of right in front of the screen today, whereas normally we're over a bit. When I think of CAP, I think of hope. And I've had quite a long association with Christians Against Poverty, just in a small way. Louise and I were at Big Church Day Out some years ago, and they flooded Big Church Day Out with people wearing green T-shirts. You couldn't escape them. Everywhere you went, you were being asked to sign up to become a CAP life changer. But they were also giving away free copies of John Kirkby's book, Nevertheless. And I grabbed a copy, because free books, why not? And I read it, brilliant, brilliant read. And it's a really great testimony how this guy was in debt himself. God rescued him, and he started Christians Against Poverty in his bedroom, I think, with a computer. And now it's one of the UK's biggest, most successful debt counselling release charities. It's successful, and it's recognised by non-Christians as well as Christians. Martin Lewis is a particular advocate of Christians Against Poverty. So I've got a good connection with it. And I want to be full disclosure here, because we're, as you know, we're starting to support CAP a little bit more. And my sister, Catherine, who a lot of you will know, she's a CAP, she's quite active in CAP. So she's a CAP centre manager in Highworth, where she lives, but she's also regional manager for her area, which means she drives round and she sets up CAP centres and works with folk. So she's actually been influencing what's been going on in Bognor, which is really exciting, and I'll talk more about in a minute. But I just had, there's a couple of verses here, but which we'll show on the slide in a sec. But this morning, as we were here in the ministry, I was reminded of Job 14:7, where it says, "There's hope for a tree if it's cut down, that it will sprout again, and that its tender shoots will not cease. Though its root may grow old in the earth, and its stump may die in the ground, yet at the scent of water it will bud and bring forth branches like a plant." And I just felt that CAP this morning is part of that scent of water for us, for other people, you know, that we know, and folk in the town here. It's the scent of water. It's going to bring the budding out, and it's going to bring new life where people had completely lost hope. Yeah, if we can move the slide on. So in Lamentations, it tells us this: "My eyes fail from weeping. I'm in torment within. My heart is poured out on the ground, because my people are destroyed." This is the experience of, well, this is an intercessory experience, but basically my people are destroyed. Debt is such a work of the devil. It brings people into bondage. The devil loves destroying people through debt. And it can happen to any of us. That's the reality. Any of us could get into debt there. But by the grace of God, he keeps us afloat. But it's not just non-Christians who can get into debt. 7 million people missed meals in April 2022. 3.8 million have fallen behind in paying bills. I could have dug up a lot of statistics about poverty in the UK, but you guys know as well as I do that it's an enormous need. The food bank in Bognor is always, that there are always more people that can be helped than we can help. And the CAP centre in Bognor had stopped running for various reasons. But I think it's so timely that even at this particular point, we've had interest rates highest in 30 years, haven't we, increased this week. Who knows what's going to be happening with us in terms of our finances. But God is with us, and God is for us. And just as we were singing, it is well with our soul. It's well with our soul. God is our provider. So we don't need to fear, but there is a lot of fear out there, and we've got to be, we're called to respond to that. The work is finished, as Malcolm said, that the work is finished, everything's ready, but we're called to be part of the solution. So just moving on in Lamentations. "I remember my afflictions and my wandering, the bitterness and the gall. I well remember them. My soul is downcast within me. Yet this I call to mind. Therefore I have hope. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed. His compassions never fail. They're new every morning. Great is your faithfulness." This verse is so well known, but it's, unless you are one of those people, like myself, who tries to do it, who reads through the Bible, you come across it, it's in the midst of the most depressing and dire circumstances ever. The rest of the book is completely low, completely hopeless, and suddenly from nowhere, he says, it's the Lord's love, that they're hanging on to God's love. Why? Well, we're going to watch this video. I'm not sure whether I've got this right. Yeah, we're going to watch this video, Sid's story. I've just got to queue it up on the thing. Helen's doing a brilliant job this morning. As usual, technology's throwing us some challenges.
Looking back on it, it's actually quite frightening. And I'm not a guy that frightens easily, but that, looking back on it, it is actually quite frightening that he got to that point.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's it.
You must be Becky.
Yeah, nice to meet you.
So this is
your
house.
This is Sid,
yes.
Yes,
no problem.
Lovely
to meet you. Can I do you a tea or anything?
My name's Sid. I'm 58 years old. In my younger life, I was well into sport, cricket, rugby, boxing. Used to get paid for playing cricket and rugby. Actually playing cricket with Ian Botham, Graham Hick, Tom Moody, virtually half the England side were at Worcester at that time. I seriously injured myself, which meant that my sporting career was not over, but it would never be professional as I wanted it to be. I was still able to play a bit of village cricket. I actually had an accident at work and something fell on my head. And they took me up and gave me an x-ray. And this lovely little chap came through and he said, oh, we found something that's not there, not supposed to be there. And I went, oh, you mean a brain? And he said, no, you've got a tumour. And I said, no. I'm indestructible, me, I don't get things like that. Can't happen to me. Brain tumour was operated on April 2015. Pretty much a year later, was diagnosed with Crohn's, which is a quite nasty stomach disorder. Admitted to hospital, and just before I was admitted to hospital, my mother passed away, who I've been looking after for a few years, quite suddenly as well. It turned out I was suffering from a very severe depression because of what had been going on. And obviously during that time as well, I was getting into debt without actually knowing I was getting into debt. I was on some quite heavy-duty medication and it just spiralled. So pretty much everybody you could owe money to, I owed money to. The nurse came into the room and she said, can I get you anything? I said, no, just shut the door and let me die. I'd had enough. The will to fight it had just gone. Again and got me up and running, and when I came out someone referred me or said to me, if you've got problems give these people a ring, and gave me a card. And when I got home is when I made the phone call to CAP. I tried to collect everything that was relevant to what was going on, so letters and bills and all the correspondence, and everything was explained, which puts you so much at ease because you actually for the first time know what's going on. And then Andrew said to me, I'll give you some, he actually gave me a load of prepaid envelopes, if anything comes send this off to CAP, if they ask for anything send this off to CAP, here's an envelope, you don't have to worry about a stamp or anything. And for the first time, think, crikey, there's a way out of this, you know. it was like a weight being lifted off my shoulders. Brilliant. That's when Andrew dropped the bombshell. "Did you fancy coming to church on Sunday, Sid?" So I said, "No, all right, no, that'd be nice. That'd be nice, come along." And I turned up knowing two people, Andrew and Chris. When I left, 20 plus people, "See you next week, Sid, have a good week, see you next week." I'm going, crikey, it's a bit different, isn't it? They're all very nice. That was 4 years ago, but maybe a bit longer. And apart from the times when I've been in hospital, I've not missed a Sunday. I see things totally differently now. My whole attitude is different now. I wake up every day, and every day is now a lovely day.
And to watch the transformation, both physically and spiritually, to sort of lifting the real Sid back into life. It's almost like a resurrection type thing. From where he was, through the process, to where he is. Full of spirit, full of life.
He gets involved in all the meetings we do, our small groups, our worship meetings, as well as our regular Sunday meetings. And we believe God is good and God can do things. And Sid is a testimony to that. So it's been a real delight and a pleasure for us.
Without Cap, Gary, Andrew and Chris and the church, I actually would rather not think about where I would be now. It really has made that much of a difference to my life. And unfortunately, with the current financial climate, it's with real sadness that I think Cap are only going to get busier. So people need to know that there are people out there who care, firstly, and secondly, can actually help. It's that sense of belonging and the sense of friendship. To me, it is priceless.
Yeah, that gets more powerful each time. I've seen that three times now. So CAP is brilliant. It does actually change people's lives. It makes, you know, CAP is a Christian charity, so it does. They don't just help with the debts, but they also actively encourage people to become Christians. I think you'd find it very hard to work for CAP if you weren't a Christian, because you're required to actually invite people to become Christians and pray with them. So I think you'd struggle. If we can move on to the next slide, Helen, please. I think this might be a tap through. So just a few statistics about CAP. Since 2010, 20,000 people have become 20,000 plus have, sorry, yeah, that's right, have become debt-free. They actually, in head office, when they tell someone they're debt-free, they all blow kazoos and a Mexican wave around the office. They've got a great feel for these things. And 800 plus have made a response to Jesus. I think there's another couple on there. 474 have attended a life skills group, which is something that CAP are really getting into now, which just encourages friendship and support and help for people who might be lonely and struggling. And also job clubs. 741 people have attended job clubs. This is real help for people. Job clubs are about, obviously, helping people to get employment. You're doing a great job there, Helen. Pause for a minute. So we've got a timeline going on with CAP in Bognor. I haven't checked. I meant to check this, but I've certainly signed. On behalf of Kingsgate, we've signed the agreement. And I know a couple of other churches. I'll tell you who's supporting CAP in a moment. But we're looking to employ someone for 22.5 hours, get this right, a week, to be a CAP centre manager. They'll get the ball rolling. And then what we're looking for is obviously volunteers and other folk to help with befriending and taking on clients. CAP have a very specific way of doing this. They know exactly how to do this. They do all the main debt work from head office. So part of the cost of a local CAP centre is to support the admin and the work at head office. So they only let a new centre take on two clients to start with. So we'll start small, which is very sensible. So after after that, in December, very, very soon, the CAP Centre manager will take up the role again. We used to have one, and a lady called Liddy, who used to run it before, we think is going to be running it again. So we've got someone who knows what she's doing. She's just going to do a bit of refresher training and set things up in December. And then in January, we'll start to receive clients. How quick is that? Isn't that amazing? And in February, there's going to be a launch event. We'll tell you more about that as we get near the time, where it says the CAP partnership. That is a multi-church partnership between six churches, because previously CAP was supported only by Vineyard, and they carried the whole weight of it. But now it's going to be supported by six churches. Just like in Highworth, where my sister is, I think it's four churches, they support the CAP Centre. And this is the way forward, and it's such a good setup. So if we can go on to this, just to let you know who we're partnering with, St. Wilfrid's, I think they'll come up there, Joel, Reverend Joel, is going to be the lead church. As far as we know, obviously lots of details have got to be hammered out, but that's where the CAP Centre will be based. And Aldwick Baptist with Simon Downing, the minister there. Shaw Community with Jamie Fredericks. Dan Balsden at the Methodist churches. Patrick Wicker at Vineyard, Patrick and Jody. And of course ourselves, six churches. So that's good, isn't it? That's encouraging. We've all said we're going to support this. And we've all gone out to our churches in various means or other and said, look, are we up for supporting this? And I'm really excited about this, but this is where the rubber hits the road a little bit in terms of what are we committing to. So this I've taken from the kind of planning documents. Now, that £22,000 over is, I think that, is that just 1 year or is that 2 years? Thanks, Dad. But essentially, it's going to cost money. That's the bottom line. And what we've signed to is that we're going to try and support it. So our contribution, as far as we know it at the moment, is £7,200 across 2 years. Now, we want the CAP Centre to run after 2 years, but this is the initial commitment. And what we're planning is when we get into the second year, we're going to do some work to get grants, because there are grants available to keep supporting the work. Doesn't mean to say we won't still support it, because the work will grow. So we may well need more folk to support it. But I think in the past, CAP in Bognor has struggled because of the limited resources. So I think this is a real opportunity to support. And we know that we'll be asked to give a little bit more than this. Having read the church partnership, CAP clients go away on weekends and things like that, just to encourage them and to motivate them. There was an excellent documentary on a couple of years ago. I don't know if any of you saw it on CAP. I can't actually find it anywhere now. It was on iPlayer for a while. Did anyone see that? A few people did. Yeah, it showed the journey of quite a few different folk with CAP, which was really good. Okay, so if we go on to the next slide, Helen. So next Sunday, we're doing Gift Sunday for CAP, and our offering will all go towards CAP. That's the plan. If we can move on, Helen, to this one, and one more bullet, I think. First one. So we're going to launch the CAP fund next Sunday, and out of that fund we'll pay our monthly payment. Now, I know we've not gone to you guys yet. We've already agreed on trustees that we're all for this. And in fact, when we talked at the AGM, everyone who was at the AGM was also very supportive of it. And you'll be aware, if you've looked at our accounts, that we do have some reserves. So why are we talking about it now? Partly because we could just chuck money at it and say, that's fine, tick the box and just get on with church as normal. But I don't believe that's what God wants us to do. I want us to be invested in something. And when we give a little bit of money, it helps us to be invested. But there are other ways as well. So you might want to be involved in training for CAP. You might want to be involved in life skills groups, be a befriender like one of the guys we saw, go along with Liddy to meet folk, meet them for a cup of coffee, just befriend people who are having a difficult time. Martin Lewis, the money-saving expert guy, he says that, look, if you're in a real dead end, a real cul-de-sac with debt, if you're really saddled with it and you don't even know where to start and you're emotionally overwhelmed, he says, I would recommend CAP every time, because CAP help folk with all the emotions surrounding debt, as well as just practically helping him. So another option for next week is you might prefer just to give a one-off amount at this stage. leading up to Christmas. I'm sure every penny is accounted for, but you might want to give just a little bit. And what we're doing there, because we'll report back how much is given, is it will show that we're on board with it as a whole church. This is an opportunity to show that. So we're going to do giving in a special way next week. Thanks to Martin Lodge for the suggestion. We're going to put the bucket up the front, and everyone's going to come up to put some, if you're going to put something in, to put something in the bucket. So you can give a one-off amount. Now, I think I've got one more point on this slide. We're thinking about pledges as well. So if you're not in a position to give money, but you want to say, well, I want to make a commitment to this, we'll have some little pieces of paper as you come in. You can write something on the sheet, put your name on it and say, I pledge to give this much. If you're going to pledge, I'd rather that you don't put a sheet in than that you say, oh, I'm going to give £1,000. And you think, oh, there's no way I can do that. Why did I put that down? Don't do that. You know, just put what you think you might be able to manage. And then we can report back on the pledges as well, and it will just encourage us. So every little helps, you know, even if you're just giving a little bit, because it's about what God does in our spirits when we commit to something, however we give, whether we're giving with money, whether begin with time, with anything else. So I'm really excited about CAP and about the fact we're coming on board with this. I've wanted to do this for years, and I'm so glad that the opportunity has come for us to support it. I think I've just got that slide up there now. So I'm just going to pray briefly, and then we'll carry on with the remainder of the meeting. No response required this morning, apart from in our hearts. Father, we just thank you, Lord, that you are the answer, Lord, to people's problems. You are the solution, Lord, and we recognize that you've given us that solution. Lord, we thank you that you inspired John Kirkby, Lord, to start CAP, Lord, and to create this astonishing ministry, Lord, to those in debt. And Father, we thank you that at this time, at this juncture, Lord, when everything seems to be the bad time to be making a financial commitment, Lord, actually, you've said, I want this to happen again in Bognor, Father. So we just pray a blessing on everything to do with CAP, Lord, on all the decisions that are going to be made, Father, on all six churches, Lord, on Liddy as the manager, on Joel coordinating us in Wilfred's, Lord, on all the meetings that need to take place. We just ask for your grace, Lord, for your provision, Father, for good communication, Lord, for love and grace, Lord, and for the right people to be helped, Lord, through the debt centre. And speak to us this morning, Lord, and help us, Lord, to understand what you're calling us to do. Lord, help us to be humble before you, Lord, and to recognise, Lord, that you are God and we're your children. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen.